Moncrief on News Talk.
At third level, students with dyslexia are given additional time to complete exams. But this doesn't happen at second level for state examinations. The Social Democrat TD, Pádraig Rice, would like to change that. Afternoon, Pádraig.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, this is kind of, apart from being a political issue, an educational issue, it's also a personal issue for you because you have dyslexia. How did you find it when you were in school?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with dyslexic when I was 16. And I suppose I always kind of struggled with spelling and sometimes reading aloud and some other skills. And I suppose the difficulty I found was that at Leaving Cert, you didn't get the additional time. But as I progressed in education, when I went on to study in UCC and then on to Oxford, I got additional time for those exams and brilliant supports at third level from the Disability Support Service with tutors and assistive technology and really great supports that helped me thrive at third level education. But those weren't necessarily available at second level. And we've had a great briefing in the Oireachtas recently from students Matt Lone, Sive O'Brien and Madison Moore who talked about the challenges of dyslexia. And they're sitting there Leaving Cert at the moment, or they're leaving secondary level students. And then they highlighted some of the challenges and some of the differences between Ireland and other countries. Because even if you look in the north, they provide extra time and across the UK. So it's really unfair that students in Dundalk don't get extra time, but those in Newry do. And similarly, in Italy, it's 30% extra time. In France, it's 33% extra time. So I think the Department for Education is doing a cruel disservice to students with dyslexia by not providing them with that extra time and those supports that people need to be able to complete those exams.
Are they given any support at all?
So there are some supports in place. And people can get things like a reader or a reading pen and things like that. But it's the issue of the extra time is the key one that is missing. And that's the big difference between second level and third level. Because it's 10 minutes extra per hour, at least what I got in UCC. I got 15 minutes extra per hour when I was in Oxford. So it's a chunk of extra time that helps you if you write slower, if it takes you longer to maybe read the question, or if you just stop to think about how a word is spelled correctly, all that adds up and delays you. So students need to be on a level playing field, and for that they need the extra time, and that's the support that's really missing at second level. And this has been highlighted a number of times. The Ombudsman for Children highlighted some of these issues in a report in 2016. Professor Áine Hyland had a report in 2008 that called for extra time. Dyslexia Ireland, the advocacy organisation, has a petition now signed by 33,000 people calling for extra time. So there is a really strong campaign there. And what's been great is that students themselves are now calling for this. And the student in Cork, Alice Orr Perks, who was on 96FM during the week, and she set out the case quite strongly of why she needs extra time in exams. So I think it's something I'd like to see the Minister for Education consider, and hopefully this change will be put in place for next year's exams.
And the extra time facilitates students to do what exactly? Is the issue always spelling, or can it be a range of things?
Yeah. So dyslexia is different for each person, and each person's challenges can be different. Sometimes it can be it takes them longer to maybe read the question or read the comprehension in front of them and to understand it. And sometimes it might be slower at writing and takes time with spelling and getting that correct. So it's a different challenge for different people. And that's what the extra time is there to provide for, and to create a level playing field, really, so that they're not disadvantaged against other students.
No, but and the reason I ask that question is because, say, for some students with dyslexia, then the extra time mightn't be as important as some other form of support. Might that be fair to suggest?
Yeah, so I suppose supports need to be tailored to the individual. That's what I found great in UCC with the Disability Support Service. They did an assessment of need and they spoke to me about my needs and my challenges and what supports I needed. And they can put different supports in place depending on the student and what the student needs and based on the assessment. And each person who's diagnosed with dyslexia will have a report from a psychologist that sets out the challenges they face and the supports that they may need. And there'll be recommendations in that psychologist report about the supports that the person will need. So I know for some of my exams in Oxford, I was given the option of typing the exams. So that was an additional support that was in place. I also had the option of sitting the exam in a smaller setting, a smaller exam hall. And so it's less distracting, easier to concentrate. So there are different supports that can be put in place. And some of those are available for second level students. There are things like a reader to read out for you. But really what's missing is that extra time. And it is that frustrating piece that you have to kind of break through into third level to access those that additional time and that additional support. And it shouldn't be the case. These should be available all the way through your educational journey. And not just at the state exam level, but in other exams, classroom exams, and exams that happen throughout the educational experience. So the students are given that equal and fair level playing field. And we have to also ensure that the teachers have better teacher training around this, that there's greater awareness. And I think across wider society as well, that we have better awareness around things like dyslexia. And I think often there's some shame and stigma around that. And I think it's important that we speak about these things and challenge some of that.
Yeah. Now, on the point you made about greater awareness, someone's texting in to say, I only discovered I was dyslexic in college when it was flagged to me after an essay I handed in wasn't up to scratch. I would like to see more help given to children earlier on. I think my school experience would have been very different if I knew I was dyslexic. I needed all the extra time in exams. And you said yourself, Bárc, you weren't diagnosed until you were 16. So before that, what were you telling yourself? That, you know, your spelling wasn't great. What assumptions were you making about yourself?
So I suppose I always would have just... I always found spelling tests in primary school quite challenging, but I would have just worked very, very hard, put in a lot of extra hours, a lot of extra time. And I suppose just I found ways to come around some of the things. And I think you do find kind of workarounds that work for you. Some of the assistive technology is now quite good. So things like reading aloud, using spell and grammar check and all that kind of stuff. For school assignments and essays and all that kind of stuff. So you would have used the different workarounds, but there's definitely challenges, and I found some of those challenging. I particularly remember thinking back about reading aloud in school. I would have found kind of be waiting for your turn as they go through the class to read out the play or you're working on. I would have felt very nervous because I would have been worried about stumbling over a word or mispronouncing something. But I made my way through that. To get the formal diagnosis, it's expensive. Luckily, my parents had money to pay for that externally outside of school, but it can cost hundreds of euro, and it's often money people don't have to pay to get that formal diagnosis of dyslexia.
Yeah.
So there should be better supports there in school around it and recognizing it early. And part of that is the awareness for teachers and the training for teachers to spot some of the signs and some of the pieces for students.
Yeah. Now, in terms of the for the leaving cert, the practicalities of saying, you know, this exam is 2 hours long, but it's 2 hours and 15 minutes long. Are the students with dyslexia put into a separate room, or how does it work?
Yeah, so at third level, my experience has always been that I was in another room where we were just given extra time. So the exam started at the same time for everybody, but we finished 30 minutes later, or a separate section of the hall, and the students all sitting together finished a little bit extra. So not major challenge in terms of the logistics of it. It's just everybody starts at the same time, but you might finish however many minutes later, 20 or 30 minutes later, depending on the length of the exam. So it's practically, there's no additional cost to this really, and it should be easy to do. It's about just changing the rules that are applied by the State Exams Commission and providing those reasonable accommodations for students who have dyslexia to make the experience
and it wouldn't
positive
cost any more, but would you not need an additional invigilator in a different room with the people who are getting extra time?
And so it depends on how you set it up. So at the moment, some students are already in smaller settings. So a student that has, say, a reader, somebody reading aloud to them the questions, they're already in a smaller setting. And I know in UCC, they just kind of cornered off part of the hall. And we were all in the same hall, but there was a cornered off section where we were sitting for longer. But I think these are things hurdles that can be overcome in order to provide for students who have these challenges and to give them the best opportunity in these exams and to put them on a level playing field with others. As I say, these are it's done across the board in third level institutions, so there's no reason why it can't be done at second level.
And is it done not just for people with dyslexia? Because we've gotten texts in about, for instance, dysgraphia. Someone else says, my daughter has autism. She has slow processing. She hasn't been able to finish any of her exams as it takes her longer to understand the questions, and she's no extra time either. So there's definitely a need for it for many children with additional needs.
Absolutely. And it's that whole wider scheme around reasonable accommodations and the supports that are put in place for any of the students that will need it. So it's an accommodation that should be available for anybody who does need that support to be put in place.
Yeah. So even in the course of our conversation, people have texted in with other kids who might have additional needs. So it might be kind of complicated to set all this up because all those people with additional needs might need to be in rooms separate from each other. Somebody might need to be read aloud to, but other students they might find that distracting, for instance.
Yeah, but I think the state should be taking reasonable accommodations to support people with disabilities or people with other additional challenges. It should be a basic requirement that we can put these supports and services in place. And as I say, third level institutions manage it, so there's no reason why second levels schools can't, and there's no reason why those can't be put in place, so that there is those proper supports for students. And I think one of the wider pieces is like some students drop out of school because there aren't supports early on. There's a damage to self-esteem for some people who don't get proper supports in place. What we want to do is encourage people to stay in education as long as they want to stay and support them through that journey so that they can thrive and succeed and they don't have to break through the Leaving Cert in order to get to university or third level to get the different services and supports. And the same from my own experience, the higher I went up in education, the better the supports got. When I went on to do a master's in Oxford, the amount of extra time increased to 15 minutes per hour, had access to a tutor, assistive technology, the ability to type exams. So I don't think it's fair that the case that the higher you go and you have to get to kind of master's level to get the highest level of supports, when actually they should be available to students across the board, particularly students in second level. And what we want just here is for people to be on that level playing field with others and to give them the best chance in education and to ensure that the dyslexia doesn't hold them back and that they can achieve their full potential in life. And that's the core call of this campaign around getting extra time at the Leaving Cert.
Yeah. And but having said all that, and this is not to take away from what you're saying at all, and dyslexia is categorized technically as a disability, which might make, if there's young people listening or parents of kids with dyslexia, they might be thinking, my child is less than, or there's things they won't be able to achieve. There are numerous examples of people with dyslexia who've not used it as a superpower. That might be overstating it, but it to a degree expands the other parts of your brain to compensate. Did you find that yourself, Bart?
Yeah, so I would say in terms of the disability, it is regarded as a disability under the Equality Acts. And it's up to somebody themselves about how they self-identify, whether they regard themselves as having a disability or not. But under Irish law, dyslexia is regarded as a disability under the Equality Acts. And there's a great organisation called Made by Dyslexia who are highlighting the positive of dyslexia. It was Richard Branson from Virgin who says that dyslexia is his superpower. So there are people out there who are talking about the positive of dyslexia. And I think that's important as well. Some of their early research shows things like strengths around things like communication skills, reasoning, visualization, exploring. So there's lots that we're now learning that maybe thinking differently has positives and that there are skills that a dyslexic mind has that are stronger. So I think there are positives to it as well. So I think it's not all the challenges. And I think it's an interesting area and maybe one that will be explored more in the years ahead about what are the positives of dyslexia. What can we do or where we have stronger skills maybe than some others. And lots of creative people are dyslexic as well. So there are definitely positives there as well as the challenges. And I think it's important to highlight those as well for everybody.
Gosh, yeah. What about kids with ADHD? Says another listener. Somebody else says still zero supports for dyscalculia across the board in secondary education. So there's probably a range of neurodiverse people who maybe aren't getting the help that they require at the moment. Porrick, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was the Social Democrat TD, Porrick Rice there. That does open up a maybe can of worms is the wrong way of putting it, but it does show that a lot of parents out there thinking that the education system, or at least certainly the national school and secondary education, isn't giving enough support to their children. Someone else says, I'm delighted to hear that someone is fighting for extra time for dyslexic students. to think that a dyslexic student could be sitting beside a straight-A student and is expected to finish a paper in the same time. What they really need is extra time, because it takes extra time for them to process what they read. A reader is not going to help this. No, well, it and I think, to be fair to Porrick, what he said, that in some cases a reader might help, but there might be a range of supports that they need. But sure, you know, he got 500, Porrick got 500 points in his Leaving Cert, ended up going to Oxford. So it's not necessarily a disability. It just means perhaps the young person in question needs a bit of extra help.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.